Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Perek Yud, Chapter 10, Preparing for Prayer. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Tavas Anavim Shemata Hashem. David HaMelech raises a plea. Hashem, listen to the desire of those who are humble. And what is their desire? Tachin Libam Takshiv Aznecha. That their hearts are prepared and you listen to them. Tefillah takes work and it requires preparation. The Gemara in Brachos Chaf Beis Amud Beis quotes this pasuk of Tehillim with a clear directive that we must prepare for davening. How do we begin to prepare properly for tefillah? The famous Igeres HaRamban, the letter that Nachmanides wrote to his son, addresses this very question, and he too quotes this pasuk from Tehillim. The Ramban's advice? Remove distractions and think about the words before you say them. Let's try to get practical. Removing distractions. This may mean trying to establish a makom kavua, a set place that you have to daven in. So it may be that you daven at the same seat every day when you daven in school, or when you're at home that you daven in the same corner of your living room or bedroom. Turn your phone off. Before you open that sitter or take 3 steps back for Shmona Esrei, perhaps close your eyes and picture yourself standing before the Kisei HaKavod. Next, thinking about the words before we say them. The Baalei Mussar teach us that to make real change, we need to take small steps and try to be consistent. Focusing on every word of davening before we say it is likely not very practical. It also will probably double the amount of time that it takes for us to daven, also not very practical. So start small. Perhaps start with one bracha of Berachas HaShachar or one bracha of Shmona Esrei. Think about what the words mean for 5 or 10 seconds before you say them, and then say them. Stick with that one bracha for a month and then add on a second bracha. This process of working to remove distractions and to think about the words before we say them in tefillah, over time will transform your tefillah experience by preparing your heart. It will strengthen your connection to Hashem and return takshiv aznecha. May Hashem listen to your prayer. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator.